Hello and welcome to our Friday meditation. I'm Katharina Seiler from Resource Yourself, and it's time for a half hour of going inwards, being aware, relaxing, letting go, and charging our batteries. I've been very focused on issues all around self-love and self-esteem these days, and I've gotten so aware that you can actually hold yourself in good self-esteem and think that you're capable, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you love yourself and that you take good care of yourself. This reflects very much in our inner monologues, in the expectations that we have, and how we talk to ourselves. More often than not, we have this inner critic pushing us, trying to get us to be better, or making a lot of pressure for us to do things better. And so I thought today we should spend a little time connecting with ourselves and making room for self-love and for self-care. And that's one of the best ways of raising our self-esteem. And self-esteem is so important for everything we do. When we love ourselves and we feel good about ourselves, we can be very different in our relationships. We can be more loving with others. We can believe in ourselves, be more successful, take risks. It affects all the areas of our life. So I'm inviting you to join me for this half hour around self-love, self-esteem, and self-care. And let's see what comes up and how this process goes. As always, we'll set a few intentions at first. Just think the phrases and radiate them out, like you're sending them into the universe and letting it know that you're ready for this experience. I am aware of my source and supported and guided in my process by a higher power. We are supported and connected in body, mind, and spirit with all the people joining us in this process of growth. I am loving myself. I accept myself as I am. I take good care of myself. So just follow my voice as if it were your own thoughts. I'm taking a few deep breaths, letting my awareness drift wherever it wants to go. There's nothing to reach right now. This time is for just being aware. When I inhale, I perceive whatever comes up in my awareness. And when I exhale, I let it go. I inhale and I'm aware of my body. I exhale and I let go of all the stress and tension weighing me down. I inhale and I'm aware of heaviness. I exhale and let it go. I hear the noises surrounding me. And I let go of this experience. I can just let myself be surprised of what comes into my awareness on the next inhale. And let go as I exhale. For just a moment, I direct my attention towards my hands and towards the space between my hands. I imagine that this space between my hands represents an infinite field of energy, light, and information, a higher intelligence, a higher energy, something that is beyond my understanding, that guides my being, my existence. And I can observe how my hands react to and interact with this field. Maybe I notice a sensation of a certain temperature, burning or cold, flow or tingling, any kind of physical sensation, and even movement. I just observe and let go. And I notice how my body relaxes as my awareness is with my hands, and how it notices this infinite field of energy, light, and information. This field is not just between my hands, it's everywhere, within myself and outside. So if it comes up that I notice it in other parts of my body and my awareness, I welcome the experience. I keep breathing, observing and letting go. Now I make room within my awareness for the experience of my relationship with myself. I inhale and I tell myself, I love you. And I observe what this phrase triggers and brings up. I let my awareness go to my heart, to my throat, and observe how open they are or how closed they are. I let the emotions come up that are there for me to experience. Maybe there's a sadness about all the times I wasn't loving with myself, or all the parts of myself that I can't love. I invite these parts in and I tell them, no matter what happened in the past, I choose to love you. I choose to learn to love you, and I choose to give you all my attention as an act of love. No matter what I feel, no matter what comes up, what I think, I make space for loving myself. And the way into the space is by allowing everything to be there just as it is. I inhale and I'm aware. I exhale and let go. Now I let my attention go towards my throat, as the throat chakra represents and embodies the things that have to be said and communicated and expressed, and also those that can't be expressed. And I just observe how the energy flows in my throat. I inhale and I'm aware. I exhale and let go. Maybe I perceive tension, the pressure of things that could not be said. I give it place and space in my awareness. And when I exhale, I let it go. I am willing to love every part of myself, because that makes me whole. And all I can do and need to do that, is just allowing myself to be exactly what I am right now. And being willing to explore and sense and feel and experience what that is and how that is. I'm safe to experience who I am right now. That's why I can open up to what I am beyond this person. I can let myself become aware of the parts of myself that resonate with the people that came before in my family. What I am is also what they are and they were. I I open myself up for experiencing those parts related to my ancestors that are related and important when it comes to my self-love and self-worth. Whatever I need to be aware of, I am ready. I don't need to understand, I can just allow my subconscious to bring something that has to do with my ancestors that I'm ready to see and process now. Thought, feeling, a pattern, a memory. Again, there's nothing that has to happen. I'm just here, aware of how my consciousness processes this idea and what it relates to. My awareness goes wherever it wants to go. So I imagine the seed of self-love that is my way of being. It's the core of what I am and who I am. And this seed of self-love grows as I give it space, grows as I allow for all the experiences to be just what they are. So my ancestors nurture this seed of self-love as I give them space within me, as I give space to what's painful and what was negative. It makes me whole and it nurtures my self-love. And I can see right here now that I can just be with exactly who I am and that I'm okay. I'm good exactly as I am. So I let the seed grow and extend like a light radiating from my heart and through every little bit of my body, cleansing and releasing whatever doesn't resonate with this vibration I choose to focus on. The vibration of self-love. I let it flow into the parts of my body where I notice tension or blockages without expecting, just observing. And maybe I can perceive how it's a pulse of self-love flowing through me, sometimes faster, sometimes slower, sometimes stronger, sometimes weaker, sometimes affecting parts of myself that I didn't even know. And sometimes flowing beyond me, beyond this body, and even beyond my energy body and mind. Flowing into the world, into my life, and into the situations that most need me to be compassionate, caring. And as I share this self-love, as it extends, it multiplies and grows even stronger. It's nurtured and connected from the infinite divine love that is within everything. It resembles it and mirrors it in my experience. And it's this loving quality that connects me with the earth, with my roots, my ancestors, their fates, with all the beautiful resources contained within every experience they had. Nurtures me and makes me strong. And I let this self-love flow into the people that I live with. Nurture them. Nurture the relationships. Nurture our lives and our aliveness. I can choose to take care of the seed of self-love, to hold it in my awareness whenever I need to be aware of this loving quality that's at the core of who I am. And whenever I need that awareness in any part of my life. So I let my subconscious give me a symbol, something to remind myself that I love myself, that I'm worthy, that I'm good just as I am, and that I can experience this whenever I choose to. And I can notice the part of me that is trying to force love into existence. The part that's frustrated with not loving. I just give this part my attention. I invite it in, into my awareness. And I breathe into it, and as I exhale, I let go. There's nothing to do, only to be aware. And I can feel the part that wants more love. And that craving and wanting also expresses in my body. I can just be aware of it. It's the brother or sister of frustration. So I can just perceive wanting and frustration. And surrender to the fact that I don't have control. And in this surrender, I can recognize that sometimes love is within the fact that we feel sadness, limitation, guilt, shame. The willingness to feel and to be open and to connect is a very strong expression of love. It just takes a different form than what we know and what we desire. I don't have to make love happen. It is underneath, within, and it's always there, no matter whether or not I perceive it. And as I give my attention to whatever's there right here and now, I can let go of the layers and layers of other experiences that are accumulated, blocking my experience of love. And even being with these layers is an act of love. And with this knowledge, I take a few deep breaths, bringing my awareness back to my body right here and now, to the room around me. Noticing how I energize myself just by breathing deeply and observing the parts of my body that want to stretch and move, allowing them to do so. Getting ready to open my eyes. whenever I'm ready. So this was a very intense process with some unexpected turns for me. I love this message that our self-love and love is the quality that's behind the act of being present and allowing ourselves to be present, and that it shines through stronger and stronger the more we do that. So I hope that you get to have a really good day and weekend and week, and that you discover self-love in many different ways during this week and until we see each other again. Thank you for being here and for joining this process. Lots of love from me, and bye for now.